Baba Basra, Daf Pei Zayin, Amud Aleph, page 87, side A. But what happened to the Lagoyren, and at the time when it came to the Goyren, when the time to cut, for the granary to cut and do the job actually, so the price for workers became more expensive, and a day's work was not worth a yofesela, was worth a sela, which is 4 dinarim. So he gave him a dinar per day, and now the price for the work is worth 4 dinar. Osur lehonis bemeno. The owner is not permitted to benefit from the work of the worker during the days of the goyren, because since in exchange that he gave him the money before he had to give it to him, he gave him advanced him, so the worker is giving him back more than that he received, because he gives him a work that is worth 30 sloim, and he's only giving it for 30 dinarim, because he got paid 30 dinarim for the 30 days, and that's really work that is worth 30 sloim. So any payment that a person gives to his friend as exchange that he used his money, that is prohibited, because that seems like ribis. So in other words, it's interest. So because he gave him the money in advance, that's why he's working a lot more for a lot less. But if he hired him for the days of Nisan, for 100 days, and he started to work immediately, mehayoyim, from the day, bedinner layoyim, for dinner for a day, v'lagoyren yofesela, but then when it came to the time of the goyren, so then the day's work was worth the sela, then it's mutter. Then the owner is permitted to have the worker work for him, because since the worker begins the work immediately, so all the days that he's working is considered to be one job, and the money that he received from the owner does not appear like interest. So now the Gemara, this is the quote. Now the Gemara brings the question, the is al kadaitachan, if you are going to enter your mind, like Rav and Shmuel say, that if he says koyur b'shloishim so b'selani moichelach, that when he said that the koyur for 30 and a so b'selani sell you, rishin rishin kona, he buys the first one, each one, because each so is considered to be a separate sale, if so achinami, so here too. In the beginning of his words, the Balabais actually said 100 dinarim for 100 days. But then he also added, in the end of his words, he said that the pay will be dinar layoyim, one dinar for a day. So, kama kama mifsik pasuk. So, we should look each day of work as an independent being hired for itself, and the workers should be allowed to retract and not work the next day. So, it turns out that the money that he received for the other days are considered like a loan. So why did the Braisa say that if he hired him ma'ayoyim bedinar liyoyim, and he starts to work right away, v'lagoyren yof, and then when it came to the time the goyren, the work is worth, a day's work is worth a sela, muter, that is permissible for the owner to occupy him also the days of the goyren. Am I? But why? V'agar noter lehu. This is money because he waited for him, because he gains because he waits with the money, because the work that the worker is going to work for the owner at the time of the goyden is going to be worth a seller for a day, and that is really the return, that's the payment of the loan, of the money that he gave him when the time that he hired him, which is only dinner for a day. So it turns out that the worker gives him more than he loaned him for the reason that he gave him the money early. So that's, he's paying him extra because he let him use the money. So that's like ribis. And they want to answer, Zomarova, the Sizbro Zil, and according to you, Svara, is it then prohibited for a worker to cheapen his price for his work because he's getting money early? Because the worker does not receive from the owner money because he loaned him or of a deal or a sale, he receives it in exchange for his work. And the way of a worker is to hire himself out even for a lower price or a very low price when he needs money. And whatever he receives, that's considered a profit for him. And that's why that's not considered interest. It's not ribis. So now the Gemara asks, if so, that when a worker makes his work less money, is not considered to be ribis, because we don't look at it as a loan and a payment, but we look at it as a job that he wants now, and he charges less for it. It's maishna reisha, maishna seifa. So what's the difference between the first case and the second case? How come in the reisha, when the worker doesn't start working immediately, the chacham prohibited it, but in the seifa, when he starts to work immediately, they permitted it? And the Gemara answers, reisha lekovid ba'adei mahashto. In the reisha, that he doesn't start to work from him, from now, that he doesn't begin to work for him immediately. The Chachamim were more strict and they prohibited this. Why? Because the fact that he gives him money ahead of time seems and it appears like a loan. And the work that he does later on is when his work is worth more, michzik aga notale. So that appears as if, because he's waiting for him, he's paying him extra. He's giving him back more money because he gave money early. Avol seifa, but in the second part, the ka'ovid bahadei mahashto, then he begins his work immediately. So the fact that the money is given earlier does not appear like a loan. And that he continues to work with him also during the days of the goyden, loy michazik agar noterlei, that does not appear, that does not look like paying money because he's waiting for it. Right, we learned in the Mishnah that one who takes flax from his friend, etc. So the Mishnah said, "Im hoye mechuber bekarka the tolosh kol shul kona." If it was attached to the ground and he detaches it, even any part is kona. So the Gemara asks, "Mishum the tolosh kol shul kona?" Can we then say that because he detached any part, he's kona the entire flax? Amar Rav Sheshet says, Rav Sheshet, here we're dealing with, what are we dealing with? The Amar Lei, that the seller says to the buyer, Lech yapil lecho karka kolshu. Go and make yourself a kinyan of a chazoka in a property that has flax, by ripping out a little bit of the flax, and through this you will make it better, and therefore you are going to prepare it for plowing. And then he tells him, "Ukenei kol masha aleho," and you should buy all the, you should acquire all the flax that's connected to him. So, although that you are not buying the property itself, but so therefore, although that the actual action is only a part of the property, but never. The less he is instructing him that he should be able to purchase everything that's on top of it. The next Mishnah. Hamoicher yayin v'shemen l'chaveri. One who sells wine and oil to his friend. And after they agreed on the price, book, the wine, the oil, became more expensive, oishuhuzlu, or it became cheaper. So one of them wants to retract. He's losing out now. So im achele nismala hamida, if it became expensive or cheaper before the measure was filled, in other words, the keli that you measure the item, the wine or the oil, before it was filled, it became more expensive. So then the deal is still amichel. It's still to the seller, and they can retract. But if it becomes more expensive, a cheaper mission is smali samida, when the measure was filled, then the deal is la lekech. It's already sold to the lekech, and they can't retract it. The im hoyo sarsur, and if there was a middleman who buys from this one and sells to this one, beinayim amongst them, and it was his measuring keli, So then like this, nishbara achavis. So if the barrel that that you use for measuring and the wine or the oil were poured out and were lost, so nishbara lasirsur, then lasarsur, then it was the break, the loss is on the cheshbon of the sarsur, and he has to pay the seller the money of the wine and the oil. Because when the deal is in the vessel of the measuring vessel is of the sarsur, it belongs to the sarsur. It's only after the purchaser acquires it that it becomes his. Further halacha with regards to the selling of wine and oil, v'chayev lahatifloy, that the seller of wine or oil to somebody sells wine to his friend, after he poured all the oil or the wine from the measuring vessel into the vessel, the kech, he needs to lahatifloy sholish tipin. He has to drip in to the buyer additional 3 drops of wine or oil that remain connected to the walls of the measuring vessel. And once the seller does so, what happens? Hirkina, the seller tilts it, the measuring on its side, umitzis. And then what is still connected to the wall of the walls of the keli gathered together, then that belongs to the seller, because the buyer gave up hope from what is left over. But a chenvani, which is a regular wine seller and oil, in other words, in a permanent way in his store, if he doesn't have to drip to the buyer the additional sholish tipin, additional 3 drops from the measuring dish, because he's occupied in his job, the chum didn't trouble him to do that. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says during the weekdays, the chenvani would have to give the extra 3 drops. It's only that erev Shabbos, that close to sundown on erev Shabbos, the chum said that potter, because then he's very occupied and then he doesn't have to give him the extra 3 drops. So Gemara. So the Gemara asks, Hamidi Daman, this measuring vessel, dish, to whom does it belong? So we say that when it fills, the loikeach, the buyer, owns it. Whose is it? Ilema midah de loikeach, if it's a measuring of the buyer, the question is, actually in his smallest midah lameicher, before it was filled, the deal belongs to the seller. So how does the Mishnah say that as shalei nismalis midah, it belongs to the meicher, but midah de lekeach, and the measure belongs to lekeach, and the lekeach is koine everything that goes into it, and not only if it's filled up. Ve'ela, what are you going to say that it's talking about midah de meicher, that it's a measure of the seller? If so, why do we say mishenis malis midah lekeach, that once it's filled, the purchase goes to the lekeach midah de meicher? It's a measure, it's a keli that belongs to the seller. And in the keli of a seller, the lekeach, the buyer is not purchasing it, even if it's filled, unless he made mishich or he raised it. The Gemara answers, Amar Rab Ilo, B'midah Sarsus. Rab Ilo says, we're talking about the measure of a sarsur, and he loaned the midah, the measure, to both of them for the purpose of this deal. And therefore, as long as the measure wasn't filled, that's totally loaned to the seller, that he should measure the whatever he's selling, and the purchaser does not koine, cannot be koine through it at all. But once it's filled, then it is loaned to the buyer so that he should be able to purchase the deal and take it to his home. And that becomes the vessels of the buyer, and then he's koinin. So the Gemara asks, for me the katon is safer, but for the fact that in the safe it's written, ve'im hoye sarsur b'neim, that if the sarsur was between them, nishbara chavis, nishbara l'sarsur, if the barrel breaks, it's broken and the loss goes for the sarsur, for the middleman,
Miklal, so this should, we can derive from this, so they can prove that the Reisha love Besarsur Miskina, that in the first case, we're not talking about a Sarsur. And the Gemara answers, Reisha is talking about when they had a Mido Beloi Sarsur. There was a Sarsur who loaned them the measuring, but he wasn't there himself, he wasn't part of the deal. But the Seifa is talking Besarsur Atzmai, that he actually measured for them. We know that our Mishnah Yirkino Umitzes Hare Hu Shalmoichel. That if he bent it and came together the oil over there or the wine, belongs to the Moichel. It says the Gemara Kisolik Rabbi Lozer, when Rabbi Lozer left and he went up from Babel to Israel, Ashkel is Ira, so he met Zira, a Malay. So Rabbi Lozer said to Ziri, Mi kon tane, is there here a tane, the asnei, the Rav, midis, that the Rav taught him the Mishnah which deals in Mesechtes, the Nyonim of midis. Achvaye, so Ziri showed him Rav Yitzchak bar Avdime. Amalei, so Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdime says to Rabbi Lozer, Maiko kashiloch, what is difficult to you in this Mishnah? So Rabbi Lozer said to him, it's difficult to me on this, that the Tnan we learned in the Mishnah, Hirkino mitzis hare hu shal meichel, that if he bent it over and he collected the drops, so and then it belongs to the seller.